Afternoon, Miss Brett.
Hello, I'm John. I'm calling from.
Calling from where?
I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Just would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet,
no,
or television, sir?
No.
Okay, perfect. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president, Congress? Would you definitely
very
vote?
High.
Okay. Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
Whether or not I'll vote?
Yeah. What are the chances that you will vote? Is it that definitely you're going to vote?
Definitely.
Probably you're going to vote?
Yeah. That's
definitely.
That would
thank
go
you,
very
sir.
High is what I said.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your opinion. And what is your age?
Between 50 and 60.
Okay, thank you, sir. Not a problem. I appreciate your opinion. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Is it white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
I'd rather not say.
Native American. Sorry?
I'd rather not say.
All right, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, there's an awful lot of aspects to that.
Now, between the options that I read to you, because we cannot write your opinion, sir, which one will you choose?
Well, I'm happy with where most of it's going.
All right. And then will you say very satisfied or satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. And now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one on the list is Donald Trump. Using a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate this person?
0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Trump's Project 2025.
0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for MAGA, you know, MAGA Republicans.
0.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. The next one on the list is for J.D. Vance.
0. Are there negative
scale
options?
0 to 100 on the scale, sir. You may use any number.
But no negative.
Depending on how you feel. I wouldn't be able to, I cannot give you my opinion. It's your opinion, the one that we're trying to get. I'm sorry.
No,
and
for
Lori Chavez.
I wouldn't touch those people with the Lori Chavez. What district is she running in?
Sir, once again, I cannot get into details. Between 0 to 100, how will you rate this person? If you have never heard of that person or if you have no opinion, please let us know as well.
That's 50, right?
No, I haven't said a number. You may use any number between 0
if I
to
say
100.
50, that means I'm neutral, right?
Yes, sir.
I don't know who she is.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Kamala Harris.
75.
Next one is for Joe Biden.
75.
Thank you. Next one is for the Democrats in Congress.
55.
Thank you, sir. The next one on the list is for Janelle Bynum.
Who's, what was that?
For Janelle Bynum.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you for letting us know. And next one, it says Republicans in Congress.
20.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican? Or would you say that if the election were held today, and if you have to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward? Would you say lean more the Democrat? Or would you say Democrat or lean more Republican?
I don't vote by party. I don't vote by party. So I vote for individuals. So I don't care what party they're in.
That's what I'm asking you. That's what. Just to confirm, is it other than?
Is it what?
Other than? You said not Democrat, not Republican, then other. That's what I'm asking you.
Sure.
To make sure about your opinion.
Sure.
Because once again, I cannot write it down.
Well,
unfortunately,
again,
sorry.
You want my opinion, but you don't really want my opinion. What you want me to do is.
I do apologize, sir. We have not written this down. We're just following the script and going what we're told. So, and we don't work for no political campaigns. This is just an opinion poll for the community. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
If it were held today, I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, someone else?
Harris.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez or Amir?
I honestly don't know at this point.
All right. Not a problem, sir. Thank you. And even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I don't know anything about her, so I can't say.
Okay. And even though you're not supporting...
Yeah.
Okay. Larry, in this case, even though if you're not supporting Lori Chavez Deramir now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024
I have no clue. I haven't started looking at their stuff yet. I honestly don't know.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you say you strongly approve, some would approve,
yes.
Strongly disapprove, or some would disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Deramir is handling her job as member of Congress? Would you say you strongly approve, some would approve, some would disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I honestly don't know about her. I can't even figure out what district she's in. I'm guessing she's in Redmond, Oregon.
All right. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Bynum's opponent says that she's a soft on crime liberal who is in Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Ramirez to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez de Ramirez supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez de Ramirez has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes from billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I wanted to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez?
Based on those comments, I wouldn't vote on either of them. I wouldn't vote for either of them.
Oh, okay. Understood, sir. Thank you for your opinion and for letting us know. And we're almost done, sir. I appreciate your time. Just before we finish, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Ramirez. Please tell me how much of each one troubles you supporting, about Chavez de Ramirez for Congress. If this makes a great deal for you to support her, if just quite a bit, just somewhat, or if it doesn't make a deal, not at all, the statement, you know, in order for you to vote for her, or in this case, or against her. It says the first statement, sir, it says that Chavez de Ramirez has embraced Trump, whose extreme Project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, and drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Ramirez is a vote to undermine our security, our democracy, I'm sorry. Would you say that this this statement makes a great deal for you in order for you to vote for her? It just make a quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
That statement would make me want to not vote for her. So I don't know how that fits
okay.
here.
Like, not at all, I think. That's what you mean,
yeah.
sir.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you're telling me. Mm-hmm. The next statement, sir, and I do thank you for your opinion, by the way, it says that Lori Chavez de Ramirez voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Thus, cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks to on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Will this make a great deal on a trouble for you, or like quite a bit, just some, or not at all? This statement about her.
If that statement were true, I would not want to vote for her.
Okay, and I respect your opinion. We appreciate that, sir. The next statement before we finish, we're almost done, sir. It says that Chavez de Ramirez is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which could cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay for their fair share. because they fund her her party's campaigns. On this one, using the same scale of not at all, just sound quite a bit, a great deal. Can you please tell me how much each of one troubles you about supporting her for Congress? Meaning, yeah, you know, if
if that statement's true, then it would keep me from voting for her.
Oh, okay. So that would be like not at all that you that would that makes a great deal that you wouldn't be supporting her, right, for Congress. That is correct.
Yeah. Is that,
all right.
Can you read the question again, just one more time?
No, it's not a question. It's a statement. The statement. What you have to tell me about a statement, pretty much, is if the statement troubles you, let's say a lot, like if it makes a great deal for you. Quite a bit.
So
all
of those statements made me not like the candidate.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. I'm only missing three that I cannot skip, sir, for quality purposes and procedures. I'm sorry. I'm going to read them to you, even though you're telling me your opinion, you know, just for procedures. And next statement, it says that Chavez, Derrimere stands by Trump, even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute in jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promises base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez Derrimere. Would you say that this statement troubles you in order for you to, like I said, support her for Congress a lot? Okay. You said that will make you vote for her, right? That's what you told me earlier, correct?
It would make me not vote for her.
Right. That's what you told me. Just want to confirm. Thank you, sir, by the way. And in this case, also, it says that seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security.
Are we going to read some about Janelle Bynum too?
I wouldn't be able to tell, sir. I mean, I cannot skip them, like I said. And I'm sorry, I have to go one by one.
This is the first time you've been through this? Okay. All right. Say it again.
I'm not saying that it's the first time. What I'm saying is that I cannot give my opinion one thing, because sometimes you get, I feel that you're asking me, and I cannot give you my opinion at all.
I wasn't asking you for an opinion.
At the beginning, and now, I mean, there are some things that, even though, like I said, I know that you already gave me your opinion, but I cannot just skip them for quality procedures. For quality means that every single call is recorded.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I didn't ask you to skip anything. I asked you if you were giving both sides a fair shake. Are we asking questions about Janelle Bynum coming up? Go ahead, ask the last question. Go ahead.
This statement, it says that seniors have worked hard to end their retirement security, but Chavez Derrimere supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. She voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for the party than Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits. Using the same scale of great deal.
That would make it hard for me to vote for her. So I would not be able to vote for her based on that statement.
Thank you. The last statement about Derrimere, it says that Lori Chavez Derrimere broke her promise to U.S. She ran as pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
That would make it very difficult to vote for her.
Very difficult. All right. And I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimere? Or
nothing
if you voted for other...
Nothing has changed. I still couldn't tell you because I haven't heard any of the statements about Janelle Bynum.
All right. Not a problem. And even if you're undecided, if you have to decide, which candidate would you lean toward? Would you say Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Jeremiah? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you, sir. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
This is not a simple opinion poll that doesn't support one party or the other, because you just gave me a whole marketing speech against Sylvester Raymer, but you haven't given me that same speech against Janelle Bynum.
Sir, I have not created the survey. You're taking this personal. I'm just doing my job.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you that it's not. It's not.
I understand, but there's nothing I can do. That's what I would like you to understand. There's nothing I can change. I wish if we could write your opinion. Like I said, we don't have a way for us to write your opinion. Therefore, that's why we provide you with multiple options, so that way you can get to choose something that is closer to your opinion.
It's a biased poll or opinion or questionnaire, so I don't want to continue with it. Thank you.
All right. Not a problem, sir. Thank you.